I want to read something from a book of Nehemiah. We heard earlier this year something about from Nehemiah and the building of the walls. So this is when the people had come back from exile. All right. Ezra opened the book of the law. All the people could see him because he was standing above them, and as he opened it, the people all stood up. Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people lifted their hands and responded, "Amen, amen." Then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. So Ezra was reading from the law, like all day long. The Levites, Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, etc., instructed the people in the law while the people were standing there. They read from the book of the law of God, making it clear and giving the meaning so that the people could understand what was being read. Then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them all, "This day is sacred to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep." For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some of those who have nothing prepared. This day is sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." When I read that, this has been going on for sort of all summer long, I asked myself, why were the people weeping? Because everything seemed to be going right, you know. They came back from the exile. They had rebuilt the temple, and then they'd rebuilt the wall, and now they were, everything was going really well. So why were they weeping? And I think it's because, for a lot of them, they were hearing about the covenant for the first time, and they were hearing about how it was broken. And as Dan was telling us yesterday about how, although the covenant was made between God and Abram, the oath that God swore was by himself. And so when the covenant was broken, God promised that he would pay the penalty, which he did. And when Dan was telling us about that, I started weeping. And all this year, as I'm sure for many of us, I've been sorrowful at the things that happened to us. These people, the returning exiles, surely they could say, well, what caused the exile was the sin of our ancestors. We didn't do that. But I think the Holy Spirit was revealing to them that they're no better than their ancestors. And the same with me. You know, I didn't have any direct involvement in the horrible things that happened with us. But if I had, how do I know that I would have acted any different or any better? So this sort of sorrow is going on in me. We were lamenting last year here at this time. It's been all year and before that too. And yet Nehemiah says, but this day is sacred to the Lord. As it happens by the law, as I read it, that day was the Feast of Trumpets. And trumpets is a big celebration. I don't know exactly what's all involved with it, but it was a day to celebrate. So Nehemiah is saying, I know you're weeping, but the law says we're required to celebrate. And that to me is sort of key to this, all right? all this past year and more, I've felt like, okay, something really bad has happened to us, but I want it to get all resolved so we can move forward and carry on and grow again. But you got to celebrate the Lord, and it's not after the cause of weeping is finished. In a sense, I hope this isn't getting too complicated, but this is how we live. We live in the state of both happening all the time, okay? Our whole lives are still affected by the fall, and we've got the potential to sin all the time. But we rejoice because God took the penalty for our sin upon himself. He paid the price, and we have hope because of that. We're always sorrowful, and we're always moving on and growing in the Lord. Yeah.
Thanks, Tom. Summing up Tom's word in a sentence, Psalm 73 says, "All this was oppressive to me until I entered the sanctuary of God." So let's allow ourselves to enter the sanctuary of God again. Let's stand and just respond to that word in worship, expecting the Lord to change grief and sadness into joy by entering his sanctuary.